Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
All right. We have been digging into the archives of the police to get audio from the interrogation of various people involved with the Daybells. The next piece of audio that we have for you is the interrogation of Alex Cox. This is Lori's brother, who also ended up dying shortly after all of this went down. Alex, of course, is the individual who killed Charles Ballow, Lori's estranged husband at the time. And then Lori, shortly thereafter, going and falling in love and being whisked away to Hawaii with Chad. But they had to get rid of Charles first. And of course, those murder charges are being now held against Lori and Chad, because Alex is dead. And this is the audio. This is the interrogation audio that police had with Alex right after the incident at the home, where Alex claims in self-defense he killed Charles Ballow. Take a listen.
Every time I'm here, something changes in this place. Do you need to use the restroom or anything?
I'm good right now.
Good? Okay. I'll have you put your sunglasses here.
Just sit, drink some.
In fact, I'll have you sit over here. Sure. Let me see your hand real quick.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to get some photos of that. It's starting to, how's it feel right now?
A little sore, but not bad.
Okay. Any headaches you have at all right now?
Bit, no, a little bit.
Just a little bit? Okay. Are you not feeling nauseous or anything?
A little, but not bad.
Okay. Do you want me to call paramedics, check you out, or?
No, I think it's more adrenaline than anything.
Gotcha. Do you have any medical issues that might be underlying that?
Yeah, I'm slightly overweight.
Yeah, okay. Well, join the club. Other than that, high blood pressure or anything, or
a
do you take medication that
no.
you need to have?
No. Just okay. It was a little high my last physical, but not.
Oh, okay.
Nothing major, no medication or anything like that.
Ruby, okay.
Hey, Rob, if you don't mind hanging tight, do you need another water? Are you good? You got one?
I got an extra.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
I'll be right back, Rob.
Yep, all
right.
I sit a lot when I type, sitting in the car, driving around. So yeah. I want to stand a lot of times, but sometimes it's just too hard to write and stand.
Agreed.
I'm all set about it.
Okay.
You're good.
Yep, I'm good. The only thing is what he was using to clean his head. Other than that, this is all his property.
Okay.
I didn't call him any tech to have that
photograph. You did?
No, I did not. Okay. I did not.
If you could have a call one for the interview room downstairs. Thank you.
Are we still on hot?
I think they were going to clear it, but I had my radio off. All right, Alexander. My name is Nate Moffitt. I'm a detective with the police department. I want to walk through what happened today. Let me just write a couple of things down. 837-44, 837-44. So, are you still living out on Cherie Street?
Yep.
Okay. So, are you working right now?
I'm off this week.
Okay. Well, where do you work at? What do you do for them?
I drive a truck. Mostly hauling has waste.
Okay. What's the cell phone number for you? Okay. What about Soch? Okay. I have very little understanding or knowledge of what happened. Patrol kind of, the officer that talk to you out there, it kind of turns into the phone game. So, you know what I mean? When they go, yeah, this is what he says, but they're kind of rambling through it real fast. And same with your sister. Your sister's name is Lori or Lauren?
Lori.
L-O-R-I. L-O-R-I, okay. So, the big thing I want to do is just make sure that we have all the details accurate and factual.
Yeah.
Because kind of some of the information we got from patrol didn't really match up what Lori told us compared to. So walk me through what happened today.
Well, I stayed the night at my sister's.
Okay.
We were planning to go do something fun today. We hadn't really decided. I was going to take her to the range.
Okay.
Or go do something.
Okay.
And I'll take JJ to some water park or movies or whatever. I stayed there last night, and then this morning Charles showed up. And I don't know what started it.
And Charles is your brother-in-law. He and Lori are married.
Yes.
Okay.
So he showed up. He was following her and yelling. And then I got between them. And then Tylee came out with her bat. And I had separated for a minute. And then my sister walked around me there in the living room. And then Charles was following Lori and yelling. And Tylee told him to get back. She took her bat like that and shoved him. And he took the bat away. And I said, "What are you doing?" And I got between them. And then he hit me. And I just went down, and when I got up, he was still yelling. And so I went into the bedroom where I was staying, grabbed my gun, and came back.
Okay.
And told him to put the gun down, or the bat down. And he came at me and was saying, "What are you going to do?" Like that, come to me with the bat. I said, "Put it down." He wouldn't. He came at me, so.
Okay. So when that argument first started between Lori and Charles, where in the house were they?
I don't know.
Okay. Where did you first?
I was in my bedroom.
Okay, so you were in your bedroom. Staying in. And you heard the argument?
When they came right towards me.
Okay, so they were coming down the hallway towards the bedroom?
Yes.
Okay, so you hear the argument, you step out, what's the first thing that you see?
Charles chasing after Lori and yelling.
Okay. Had Tylee already gotten the bat?
No.
Did he already have the bat? Okay.
No.
So Charles is coming towards Lori.
He's coming towards Lori, and I shoved him back.
Okay.
And I said, "What are you doing?" Because he's coming at her aggressively.
Okay.
And he's a big dude, so he's not gonna hurt my sister.
Okay. So he's coming at her.
Yeah.
And you shoved him back.
Yeah.
What happened right after that?
To
interrupt you.
He got back up and he comes right to me, doesn't look at me, and continues to yell at Lori.
Okay.
So he's maybe this far away.
Are you in the hallway of the house or where?
Right close to the doorway of that bedroom.
Of the bedroom you were staying in?
Yes.
Okay. So you're right near the bedroom?
Yes.
Okay.
So then, I don't remember why, he backed up, and then my sister came around behind me, and they ended up in the living room, and then while they're on the way to the living room, Tylee comes out of her bedroom, which is adjacent to the one I was staying in.
Okay.
With her bed.
Okay.
Yelling at Charles. Actually, she was behind Charles at first, and then she caught around in front of him in the living room.
Okay. So he then went back, they went back towards the living room?
Yes.
After you shoved him, did he fall to the ground when you shoved him?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so he falls to the ground, he gets back up. You're blocking between him and Laurie.
Yes.
And he basically is talking past you, still yelling at him.
Yes, exactly.
What's he saying?
I don't remember.
Okay. So as you're standing there between them, what happened right after that? Is that when Tylee came out with her back?
No, he backed up.
Okay.
He yelled something and then he backed up. And then Laurie went by me and around me in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So he backed up, I had cleared the doorway. So then she came around and then Charles was behind her, pursuing her again aggressively.
Okay.
Tylee came out, yelled at him with a bat.
Okay. And are you guys in the living room then, or still in the hallway?
It starts in the hallway and then goes to the living room.
Okay.
So Tylee gets around him in the living room. He stops. Tylee goes around to the front of him, tells him to back off.
What I find it easiest to do in situations like this is to try to draw a rough floor plan.
Sure. So we'll make this the living room. All right, and then this is the hallway.
Okay.
And then this is the kitchen. So Tylee's bedroom is here, my bedroom is here, and then the living room is here.
Okay, we just put living room on there so I know, and then you said that's kitchen.
Yep.
And then...
So the doorway's here.
Okay. Is this area of the house where all of this incident was focused at? Okay.
Yep. And then there's another bedroom here. This is JJ's bedroom.
Okay. So you first get involved when they're down by your room.
They come all the way into the... She comes into the room and he comes right here and I stopped him right here.
Okay, so she came into your room.
Yep.
Okay. So she comes into your room. He's coming at her aggressively. And that's when you pushed him.
Yep.
So you push him down.
Yep.
And then he gets back up.
Yeah.
And
then he yells. And then he backs up.
Okay.
And then Laurie goes around and goes around him. And they're still going at it.
Okay.
Right? And then Tylee comes out. When she hears what's going on, she has her bat.
Okay. Is it a metal bat?
Yeah, it's
plastic
a little aluminum bat.
Okay.
So she comes at him. Because she's tiny, so that's like her thing. You know, she doesn't have anything, but she wants to help defend her mom.
Okay.
So she comes at him. And then when
they've already moved back towards the living room.
So they're going this way.
Okay.
So, Lori's here, Tylee's here, Charles is here, I'm here, Tylee goes at him with the bat, then he takes the bat away from her, and I step towards him and he turned around and cracked me.
Is that from the injury that's caused on your head? Okay.
Well, there was some shoving first and I got spun around.
Okay.
And then popped. So, I go back here. Grab my gun and come back out. He's still yelling and threatening me.
Okay.
And then, so I was standing here and he was there.
Okay. So you're standing right there, he's right here.
He's there.
And you said, what happened when you came out with the gun?
I said, put that bat down. He's like, what are you going to do? He's like, you're going to threaten me? I said, no, I'm just going to defend myself. So you put that bat down. And he goes, what are you going to do like that? And he came at me.
Okay.
And he'd already hit me in the head.
Okay, so he came at you at the bat. What was he doing with the bat when he came at you?
It was in his right hand like this.
Okay, so he's holding it low and he's coming at you? Okay. So you gave him, how many times would you say you told him to, like, put the bat down?
Once,
okay. And then he started advancing towards you?
Yes.
How many shots did you fire?
I don't know. A couple.
Okay. Were Tylee and your sister...
I didn't see him, so I don't know where they were.
Where's JJ at during all of this?
He's already out in the car.
Okay, so he's sitting out in the car.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. But you, as far as you think or understand, you're not sure where they were.
Correct.
He's in the corner of the living room.
They were no longer in the room.
Okay.
When I come back out.
Okay. So they're out of the room, so it's just you and him.
Yes.
And he basically comes at you with the bat.
Yeah.
You tell him to put it down.
Yeah.
He's threatened, like...
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And what'd you tell him?
I didn't say anything. He's coming at me, and I'm holding a gun.
Okay.
If you're going to attack someone with a gun, you got to be ready for the repercussions.
Yeah. So, I just want to make sure, because he basically, you had said earlier that he had the bat, and he asked, like, what are you going to do about that?
Yeah.
And you had already told him to put the bat down, and then he just came at you, and you shot him.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're thinking a couple times?
It was more than one shot.
Okay. So more than one shot. What kind of gun was it?
45.
Okay. What make?
It's a Springfield XDM.
Okay. So it's an XDM 45.
Yeah.
What type of ammo were you carrying in, do you know?
Just standard.
Like full metal jacket?
Yeah.
Target shooting? Okay. Yeah. So you fire a couple times.
Yeah.
You don't know where they're at.
They're gone.
They're gone. What happened right after that?
Right after that, I went to the kitchen and rinsed my hands off because I had blood on the back of my head. And then I went back into the room and put the gun down and grabbed my phone. And then went back into the kitchen and called 911.
Okay. And then did you see your sister entirely again? Did they come back in? Not
until they drove up.
Okay. When they drove up here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When they drove up outside.
Gotcha. What's going on with Charles and Lori? I mean, does he live there?
No.
Okay. So where is he living now?
He lives in Houston.
Okay. For work, or are they separated, or?
Separated and for work.
Okay. So both. How long have they been separated?
January.
Okay. So 6 months or so, 6-7 months?
Yeah. He's had some pretty erratic behavior since that split up.
Okay.
He came and threatened me and Tylee at my house in February or March or whatever.
Okay.
And there was a little confrontation out from mostly between Tylee and Charles.
Were the police involved in that one?
No.
Okay.
No. I was just supervising to make sure that he didn't hurt her.
Okay. So, was he working out of state before January? Or?
He always has worked out of state.
Okay, so he always works out of state. What's he do for a living?
He does annuities.
Okay. So, what was he in town for today? Does he come into town often, or?
Occasionally to see JJ.
Okay. Is he JJ and Tylee's dad?
He's JJ's dad. Well, actually, Lorian, he's Charles's nephew. He's his niece's kid.
JJ is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was a meth addict, and then they adopted JJ.
Okay. So they adopted JJ, but Tylee is not...
Not his.
Okay.
So he would be a stepdad, I guess.
Okay, so stepdad. When's the last time he's been in town, or when's the last time you've seen him?
Last time I saw him was at my house in February, March.
Okay. Was he here last night? Did you guys have any interactions with last night?
No.
Is there any history of domestic violence between Lori and Charles?
Not physically that I know of.
Okay. So, how old is Charles?
60, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. How old's your sister?
44 or 5.
Okay.
Is it sad that I don't know?
I have to do the math. Don't worry about it.
It's hard enough remembering my own age.
Right. Each birthday, you're like, that didn't happen.
After 45, who cares?
Is there anything else that you could think of that I didn't ask about that I need to know right now?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Did Lori ever say, like, in the last couple of days that Charles was coming to town?
Yeah, she said he was coming to pick up JJ.
Okay. So you guys were expecting him to show up today?
Yeah.
Okay. So you knew, it wasn't like he just showed up unexpectedly?
No, it wasn't a surprise or anything like that.
But you don't know what they were arguing or fighting about?
His behavior was a surprise, but him showing up was not a surprise.
Okay. Let me just walk you through my understanding of it to make sure that I'm accurate. You were in your room.
Yeah.
Had you even gotten up and like been out of your room this
morning? Yeah, brushed my teeth.
Okay. So you're in your room. You hear...
I'm just on the phone, and then I just hear them coming around the hall quick.
Had you seen Charles before or like that morning?
No.
Okay, so you hear them arguing.
Yeah.
And
first time I see him is at the doorway.
At your doorway.
And I shoved him back.
So Lori comes into your room.
Yep.
You're in your room.
Yep.
You get up at the doorway and basically get between him and Lori.
Yep.
You push Charles back.
Yep.
He probably fell down to the ground or did fall to the ground.
He stumbled back.
Okay. So he stumbles back. He gets comes right back up, yep. and he's talking past you, yes. still yelling at Laura. Yes. But you don't know what he was yelling about.
I don't remember.
Okay. So at some point in time, Charles backs up. Lori comes out, and they both go around you and towards the living room.
Yes.
Tylee comes out of her room with a bat.
Yep.
And basically, they've made their way into the living room.
Yes.
So Tylee pokes her dad in the bat.
In the front. In the chest.
Okay, so she's come around this way.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's come around.
So this is Tylee, and that's Charles.
Okay, so she pokes him in the bat, or in the chest with the bat.
Yeah.
You know how many times about? Or
just once, and then he grabs the bat and took it.
So he grabs the bat and takes it away. You come towards him.
Yeah.
And then what happened right after that?
He shoved me and spun me around.
Okay.
And then cracked me in the back of the head.
Cracked you in the back of the head. He hit you one time?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go back to your room.
I stumbled forward, and then I went back in there.
Did you fall to the ground when you got hit with the bat?
No, my head bounced.
Okay. So you go back to your room.
Yeah.
Get the gun.
Yeah.
Come back to the living room.
Yeah.
Now, Tylee and Lori are gone.
Yeah.
And
it's just me and Charles in the living room.
Okay. And Charles, what's he doing again?
He's got the bat.
Okay.
And he's looking at me, and he's going, and I told him, I said, Charles, put that bat down. And he goes, what are you going to do about it?
How are you holding the gun when that happened?
Okay, so
you're pointing it at
him.
You tell him, Charles, put the gun down,
yeah.
or put the bat down.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say?
He's like, what are you going to do about it?
Okay.
And then comes at me.
Okay. And then you fire a couple times.
Yeah.
But you're not sure how many. You know it was more than one.
I'm pretty sure it was two.
Two? Okay, two shots. Where were you aiming on his body?
Just center.
Okay, so you're pretty sure two shots center mass.
Yeah.
He falls to the ground. You don't see Lori or Tylee anymore.
Correct.
You go to the kitchen, grab a rag for your head.
Yeah, throw some paper towels and wash my hands off.
And then go back to your room, put the gun down,
yeah.
grab your phone,
yeah.
come back to the kitchen and call in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they walk me through. I tried to do CPR.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of that I need to know? Or that's important to this?
That's all there is.
Okay. Trying to think if there's anything else that I need to know. I'm going to get a tech out here to take some photographs of you if you're okay with that.
That's fine.
So if you want to hang tight for me, you need the restroom or anything?
I'm good.
Okay. All right, hang tight for me. I'll be right back. I'm going to go have somebody take some photographs of your head.
Yep.
This back in there. All right, you're back.
Thanks.
And then he essentially waits for about 16 minutes, and then this happens.
She's waiting on one of Revenant's texts. I just want to make sure you didn't need anything.
I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Hang tight. Run another bottle of water?
No, all right.
Okay. Thank
you. Then, to make him sweat a little bit, 31 minutes go by, and then it picks back up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here to take some photographs of you. I've got to do some swabs of your hands, too, and of your injuries. Could you spell your last name for me?
COX.
And what's your first name?
Alexander.
And what's your birth date?
Zero. Well, I would say that's about the easiest last name to spell in a long time.
Right. Common spelling.
And while she's getting set up there, I'll just ask you some questions. About
sure.
So I see you got this on your... Is that from today?
Yeah.
Okay. And you got something on the back of your head. Do you have any other injuries? You feel any bruising anywhere else?
I don't feel anything.
Okay. Maybe we'll take a look at his back.
Yeah.
Well. Might have you take your shirt off
sure.
and take a quick look and see if you've got any marks or injuries back there.
Sure.
So I know you were hit in your head. Are you okay to stand up?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to have him sit up just right against this wall right here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I can drain my bladder after this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so y'all face me first.
What's that?
So turn and face me first.
Oh.
Basically, I'm going to do a set of overall photographs,
sure.
and then we'll do your injuries one
okay.
by one, okay? And this and then I'll swab your hands and it won't take that long. Just look right at me.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you, these are clothes you were wearing at the time of everything?
Okay, look right at me. Okay, turn and face that way with your whole body.
There you go.
Face the wall so your back's to me. Turn to your right. Okay, face me again. All right, and then if you
know what's sad when you're posing for photographs and you don't have a good side?
Put your hands like this. Okay, lower them just a little bit so you're tilted down more.
Okay.
So you're like this, tilt.
Oh, hands tilted.
Yeah,
okay.
So you can stand up
straight.
All
right. Turns out we can move the camera around.
Okay, and then palms up. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to swab your hands right now,
sure.
Just so that I'm not manipulating it so much.
And then, as soon as she's all done here, I'll get you into the next pictures. I'll meet you in your injuries. I'll check your back out, and I'll let you go use the restroom, and I'll get you a new water. Or do you want soda or anything?
No, I'm good. Water would be good after, but not before.
Face mask, do you?
What's that?
Do you have a face mask?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I am a full service shop.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's either PPE or she's Chinese.
Maybe I'm feeling sick.
Knowing her, I'm going to go with sick.
You never know. We all have a little piece of everything, and that's right.
No, around here we come in contact with so many different people. And then everyone's got kids.
Yes.
And then you next thing you know, one person's sick. And it could be the middle of summer when there's nothing going around. And within a week, everyone's sick.
Yeah.
This is more just so I don't have my DNA on your
swabs. Very good.
I just don't need to have that mixed in there.
I miss the old days when I wasn't in the office. I was out in the field. Then I knew that I only had to deal with the people I was coming in contact with, not all this going on. Is that your house down there?
No, I live in the Santa Valley.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Lexington.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's a pretty nice neighborhood. I've never been in that neighborhood ever before.
2950 West Parade.
It's a maze, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I had to sit forever to try to get a code to get inside.
I took Google Maps and I'm like, you're still not taking me where I need to go.
Everything south of Queen Creek is like that down there. When they built all those neighborhoods in the early 2000s, it was more aesthetically pleasing if it was circular and the roads didn't go straight.
Meandered and nobody could get in or out.
Yeah.
Without a Sherpa.
I grew up in the North Valley where everything's straight lines, but not down there. How far out in Santana are you?
Combs and Ironwood.
Okay.
They finally finished Combs and Riggs. It connects.
Oh, wow, about time.
15 years too late?
Yeah.
They shut down Rittenhouse for a month to do that exchange of Combs and Rittenhouse.
Uh-huh.
You know, where it's a stupid one lane left turn thing.
Yeah, if you want to go up to the pork shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they shut that down for a month to do this redo on this road.
Of course, the one area where most of the like tourist traffic for over in there is the worst traffic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we shut that down.
Federal Drake.
Adam Young Robert 7765.
That's Pinal County, right?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, that would explain it.
Okay, I'm going to do a swab of the inside of your cheeks. It's just to get your own DNA that way. I'm going to take this one and scrub it on the inside on both sides.
Sure.
So on the inside of this hand, there's no injury, right? That's just dry blood?
Yeah, that's
so that's new. Okay, so if you could just put your arm with this.
Okay.
Do you know what that one's from?
This?
This one?
When we scuffled.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Okay, just put it back. Is that just an old scar?
Yeah. There?
Okay. Hurts on your arms, so the only other thing is the back of your head. Okay. Does it hurt only on this side or on this side too?
No, just on the
just where
right
that
there.
Actually is. Okay.
Yeah, it's just pimples, and there's a I got those ugly red moles.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't another another mark.
I don't know. I can't see the back of my head, so I'm sure it's not pretty.
No, actually, your hair gets pretty decent.
Still take it.
Except for the lump there.
Camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I was just saying, I've never seen anything, never seen this.
I got the adjustable LCD on my Sony.
Okay.
They're really nice.
Yeah, it makes you be able to see different angles without having to.
Yeah, you can shoot crazy angles and still see what you're doing. You don't have to have your eye behind the camera. It's really nice.
I'm going to have you sit just so that I can do a couple more.
Okay.
So that one is, but the other one's maybe going to shake a little bit because it's heavy to hold this.
Especially when you're holding up at an angle like that.
I'll be excited when they switch to the new mirrorless. Those things are light.
Awesome. My wife has one of those.
I love that thing. I just got one about 6 months ago.
You said the Sony?
Yeah, the A7 III.
I think she has the A6 something.
Nice. It's 600?
Yeah, I think that's
it. 6,000. I think it's
It's more than. Okay. So, I don't, she doesn't let me use it.
Let me get your shirt.
Sure.
I just know what it costs.
Yeah. I own this one at home, and this is an expensive camera.
Well, yeah, but you also use it commercially, too. What's that one?
This one is the 700, or 750.
Oh, the D750. Oh, those are really nice.
That's full frame. Oh, yeah. Really nice.
It's 32 meg. That's good resolution.
So have you seen that? I think you want to check under your shirt.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to take my shirt off.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not
seeing it. Normally a little red right here?
Yeah.
Okay, just normal? Okay. Just wanted to show. I'm just going to take a photo that there's nothing there.
Yeah. Nope, I don't see any.
Okay, and then facing?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you later on realize or feel you got a roof forming, it may not be visible now. Let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll get a photograph of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, your neck's pretty red, but that's normal, right?
What's that?
I just want to make sure. So you're pretty
red. Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
More from driving in the sun's always on my neck. Yeah. You can't just ever get enough shade driving a truck.
All right. So that's all I need, right?
Small, let's go.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
More water.
Then more waiting and observing for another 11 minutes and another water.
Here you go, sir.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I got to stay hydrated, right? Another 3 minutes and then back to it.
All right, sorry about this.
That's
sorry,
all right.
Thanks for your patience.
No worries.
All right, so.
It's fun staring at nothing.
So, just want to kind of go back through a couple things real quick.
Yep.
Your sister had mentioned something kind of historically. I guess she said she just recently moved back. She went to Houston or somewhere, and then recently moved back about 3 weeks ago. She was saying something about Charles texting your other brother. Is it Andy?
Adam.
Adam? Do you know anything about that? Okay.
No.
Nope. When, so I'll kind of walk through an order.
Sure.
When you, when the argument initially came to your way, you said you were on the phone?
No.
Okay, you were just in the room.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said you were on the phone.
No.
So you weren't on the phone with anybody?
No, my phone was in that room.
Okay, your phone was in the room, so were you.
Yeah.
And then they came your way.
Yeah.
And then you're not sure where Lori and Tylee were when you came
when
back.
When I came back out, that's correct.
Okay. Where was your gun at in the room?
It was in my bag in a case at the foot of the bed. So okay. The bed is here, and then the gun was here in a case.
Okay. Inside like a duffel bag or something?
Yeah, it was like a zip. A little orange bag.
Okay.
And then my case was in there.
Okay. Is it the hard plastic?
Yeah, the hard plastic with the foam and the extra clips and everything.
Okay. Is there a reason you spent the night there last night?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just hang out. We're going to hang out today.
Okay. Did your sister ever tell you she was concerned for her safety or well-being for Charles coming there?
No. Okay. But watching him interact with her, I was.
Okay. So, do you normally carry a gun with you?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't have it on your person during this?
No.
Okay. When we talked about Tylee basically having the bat, Charles taking the bat away from Tylee, you said there was a struggle after that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I grabbed it from behind.
Okay.
And then we went to the ground. And then we separated, and he hit me, and then that's when I left.
Okay. So you grabbed him from behind, and how come you grabbed him from behind?
Because he was in front of me, and he was going after Tylee with the bat.
What was he doing with the bat?
No, he just grabbed it from her, and then I jumped in. I don't know what he was doing with it.
So he was going after Tylee with the bat,
yes.
And you grabbed him from behind, around the neck, or
over the shoulder like this.
Okay, you grabbed him from behind.
Yeah,
you pulled it back, and you guys.
I pulled him back. We both went to the ground. Yeah.
Okay. Did you see him swing the bat at you?
No.
Okay. So you pulled him to the ground. You got back up.
I got back up. He hit me in the back of the head. I don't know if it was with the bat or not. I assumed it was.
Okay.
Because he had it.
Okay. So he hit you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And you go to the room.
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't know where Lori or Tylee are when you go back to the room.
Correct.
Okay. You come back from the room.
Yeah.
And you basically get you initial or marked kind of here on this corner.
Yeah.
That you're basically at the corner of the living room?
Well, this is the hallway here, so there's like a wall here that divides the kitchen.
Okay.
So I'm somewhere in this area.
Okay. And he's in the living room.
Yes.
And he still has the bat.
Yes.
Is he now focused at you, or is he focused at Lori?
He's focused at me, and he's yelling at me, and he moves towards me.
What was he saying to you? Do you remember?
Not really.
Okay.
I just remember yelling.
Okay.
And then I was watching more body language, and when someone aggressively comes at you.
Okay. Are you, do you have your CCW?
Yeah.
Okay, so you, so he's basically coming at you and he's yelling, you're watching his body language.
Yeah.
And you said you told him, and I didn't, when we're talking, I'm trying to not take notes and listen to what you're saying.
I'm trying to calm the situation.
Okay.
I'm going to drop your bat, and he's, fuck you and whatever.
Okay.
Coming at me.
Did you ever tell him to leave, or did you just say drop the bat, or?
First, I just said drop the bat.
Okay. And then did you say anything else after that?
I didn't have time.
Okay. So he came after you with the bat.
Yep.
He's kind of holding it in his hand.
Yeah, got his right hand.
Okay. You fire a couple times.
Yep.
And then you go to the kitchen.
Correct.
And then back to the bedroom.
Yes.
Okay. When you went back to the bedroom, you washed your hands.
No, I
washed my hands. Sorry, washed your hands in the kitchen.
Yep.
You put your gun back in your room.
Yep.
Where'd you set it at?
Just on the floor.
Okay. So you set it on the floor. Get your phone.
Yep.
Call 911.
Yep.
And then when did you realize Lori had gone? Did you call her?
No.
Okay. So you call 911. Did you do CPR on him?
I did.
Okay.
I tried.
Okay. But you weren't on the... I must have mistaken you. I thought you said you were on the phone when
Oh, yeah, no.
Did you hear them arguing about his phone?
I don't. All I heard was her say, "Don't touch me," and then him
okay.
coming right after her.
Okay. You said that a couple months ago, Tylee was at your house,
mm-hmm.
and he came over. Yep. What happened? Tell me a little bit more about that.
He was going insane trying to locate Lori, because Lori wasn't talking to him.
Okay.
They had split up. So he was bugging everybody in the family, blowing up their emails, phones, just sending text messages, just anything he could do to try and get somebody to tell Lori to contact him. So he was just spazzing out. So Tylee and I were pulling up to my house, and he followed us, and then he sped up and blocked my driveway, and he got out and ran up to me real aggressively like he was going to do something, and he just stopped and talked, and then Tylee got out and yelled at him, and then that lasted, I don't know, 15 minutes in the front.
Okay.
A lot of screaming at Tylee at Charles, and Charles trying to leave and her not letting him because she wanted to get everything out that was bothering her.
Okay. So he didn't go after Tylee at that time?
Physically, he did not do anything.
Have you spent a lot of time around Charles?
Yeah.
Is he hot-headed?
Not normally.
Okay. So have you ever, besides the argument between him and Tylee, have you ever seen him like you saw him today?
No.
Okay.
No.
How would you describe him today?
Very aggressive.
Okay.
Physically aggressive. Going after Tylee, going after Lori, going after me.
Okay.
I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen him behave like that, and I was shocked.
Okay. How long have they been together?
15 years, maybe?
Okay.
Oh, a good while.
And did they live here before?
Yeah, they lived here a couple times.
Okay.
They lived here. They lived in Austin. Then they moved. Then they moved to Chandler. Then they moved to Hawaii. Then they moved back here. And then I think they split up. And then she went to live with Houston for 2 months, and that wasn't working out. So then she came back here and got a place.
Okay.
And then he had just come back out here.
And she came back out here and got a place. How long ago was that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Within 2 months.
Okay. So the last couple of months. But she never said anything about having you come over because she didn't feel safe with him or because he was showing up or anything like that? Okay. Is it normal for you?
She had expressed that he had threatened her in some email and text messages.
Okay.
Saying he was going to stop her or destroy her or something to that effect.
When did she tell you that?
Well, I don't know. A couple weeks ago when she got the text.
Okay. So that was a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
wasn't it?
We talked about it, but it wasn't anything.
Gotcha. So you weren't under the impression that she had you there to make sure that he was, didn't cause an issue or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the gun used, so you didn't bring a gun for that purpose.
I always carry it.
Okay.
I had my other gun in the truck, and then my niece just gave me a gun, and I thought we'd maybe go to the shooting range, my niece gave me a 380.
Okay.
She didn't want it anymore.
Gotcha.
So I was going to take it from my sister because she's got tiny hands. I was going to let her shoot it.
Okay. Just recreational for sport, not because she needed it.
No. Targets.
Self-protection or anything.
No, I never considered Charles to be violent or a threat before today.
Okay. And when you grabbed him when he was going after Tylee and your sister, you grabbed him around the shoulder, you yank him to the ground, but you never saw him swing the bat at you at that time.
Correct.
Okay. When you got up, what happened right after you got up?
Well, we went to the ground and separated, and then I was getting up like this, and my head bounced.
Okay, so as you were getting up is when you felt the strike there.
Yeah.
And then you got up, what did you do? Did you go?
I just went straight to the room.
Okay.
Because I said, this needs to calm down.
Okay.
And that's what I was hoping would happen.
So when you got back with the gun, you were assuming that he was going to...
I thought he would back down at that point.
Okay. And he didn't?
He did not.
Okay. Anything else you could think of that I need to know that we haven't talked about?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. You don't need any medical attention for your head?
I'd like to get that cut cleaned up.
Okay. I think we're almost done. Yeah. So if we're almost done, we'll probably get you and Lori and Tylee back to the house. You won't be able to go in.
Yeah.
Because we're working under sure. as a scene.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did the injury on your arm happen?
I'm guessing somewhere in the tussle.
Okay. Were there any strikes thrown besides you getting hit in the back of the head?
No, just me shoving him.
Okay. And that was initial in the bedroom?
That was, exactly. Okay. That's when I got involved.
Okay. And then the only other time we got physical with anybody is when he was going after Lori and Tylee, and you grabbed him around the neck.
Correct.
And dragged him back, and you yes. both fell to the ground.
That's correct.
Okay. No, we're just running a criminal history to make sure that you're not a prohibited possessor, so there's no felony convictions.
Correct. There was a confessed felony, aggravated assault.
Okay.
In Austin, Texas in 2007, I think.
Have your rights been restored? Are you legally able to?
Yeah, your rights are restored.
You're all done. Able to possess a firearm?
I was never convicted.
Oh, okay.
Pled guilty, but they have deferred adjudication in Texas, so I completed probation and then...
Gotcha.
That was that.
Okay, so it was an open-ended thing, so yes. It's a misdemeanor now.
Well, whatever, it's just on there as a whatever. I don't know what the technical record is.
Okay.
I know I went to court, and she said all your rights are restored, and gave me the paper, and off I went.
Gotcha.
After 4 years.
All right. Hang tight. I'm going to go see if they're done with Lori. We'll get you guys all together so we can get you out of here.
Good deal.
Just make sure that the people that are monitored don't think have any other questions that I need to ask.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate your patience, man.
No problem.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Doesn't get creepier than that. Everybody involved in this happy family of death. Charles, of course, Lori's brother. There's some question there about her, his allegiance to her. How strong, how deep, how loving that allegiance actually went. Kind of spooky, creepy, incestual in a lot of ways, but you know, there's nothing proven there, but speak ill of the dead, even if they were doing their sister. Anyway, that's the interrogation of Alex Cox, I honestly did not mean to say that. Anyway, that is that. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage in the story of Chad and Lori Daybell as the case continues to evolve, and Lori set to get to trial here in the next couple of weeks. You can get an ad-free version through Apple Podcasts right now. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way.
hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.